आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणम्, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो we are discussing samadhi, and Shankaracharya says in verse number 390 that that self is within, inside and bahi, outside also. It is in front, it is behind, it is on the north side, it is on the south side, it is above and it is below also. That means that self pervades everywhere, everywhere. In the language of Akhandananda Maharaj, thasa thas bhara hua hai. Everywhere that self is there. Then he says, just as tarang, fen, brahm, budbud, as wave, surf, whirlpool and bubble, etc. are water only, same way, chit alone is the everything from body to ego. Chit alone. Most of the time we say Sachidananda or Brahman. Now in this verse he says only chit. In the next verse he will say sat. It means same thing. The whole world is nothing but chit only, starting from body to ego. Chit is pure and homogeneous. It's pure, suddha and ekrupa. Then in the next verse, in verse number 392, he says entire universe known by senses and mind is sat alone. Earlier he said chit alone, now he's saying sat alone. Sat, chit, anand, one and same. Don't think sat is different from chit. Sat and chit, wherever there is a sat, chit is there also. Anand is also there. Wherever there is chit, sat and anand is also there. So there is nothing other than chit. There is nothing other than sat here. So sat is even beyond prakriti. Don't think that this Sachidanand is only within the akash. It pervades all the akash. It is beyond akash also. You have to know that also. Mm. So can pitcher, jug, pot, etc. ever be different from the mud or clay of which they are made? Only deluded see differences like you and I. Why they got deluded? Because they all have drunk Maya Madira. So if we are seeing you and I differences, that means we all have taken Maya Madira, which is available everywhere, free of cost. So Shruti says in many words, yatra na anyat iti. There is nothing else. Shruti says again and again. Na anyat asti kinchit. There is nothing else here. There is no duality. Remove only the superimposition. What is superimposition? Naam Roop. Naam Roop. When we remove the Naam Roop, which is superimposition, what will remain? Then Asti Bhati Priya will remain. Satchit Ananda will remain. We can remove Naam Roop. We can falsify Naam Roop, but we can't falsify Satchit Ananda. Satchit Ananda will remain. So like space, Supreme Brahman is also untainted. It is nirvikalpam, absolute. That self, that Brahman is absolute. Nissim, limitless. Everything in the world has got a limit. Space is also limited. But that which is beyond space also is limitless. Nispanda, motionless. Thasa thas bhara hua hai. There is no space to move. Motionless. Nirvikar, without any modification, everything in the world modifies. There is no inside outside. Inside outside, we say, because of the conditioning, because of the upadhi. And it is not different from my own self. And it is non-dual. Don't think so many people are there and each person has got a self which is different from each other. No, it is one and the same self. Then in verse number 395 says, Bhaktabhyam kim vidyate yatra bahuda? What more should I describe or tell you? Kim bhaktabhyam? Aur kya batayin aapko? Then he says, Brahma eva jiva swayam. Declaration. Nearly discussing 400 verses, now he is saying, Brahma eva jiva swayam. Jiva is Brahma. All Mahavakya say same thing. Jeev is Brahma. Then what about Jagat Bhagwan? Shankaracharya ji. Brahma etat jagat atatan nu sakalam. And indeed the whole expanse of this jagat is also Brahma. So Jeev is Brahma. Jagat is Brahma. Raman Maharshi says in Upadeshar, Jagat isadhi yukta sevanam. Same thing. Why Jagat is Brahman? Because the raw material is Brahman. Why gold ornaments are gold only? Because the raw material is gold. Similarly, Panch Mahabhut all came from him only. So therefore everything is Brahman only. Brahma adutiyam shruti. Shruti says this thing. Shruti says it. Shruti says it. Anything which cannot be perceived by our senses and mind, the source or the means for knowledge for that is Ved. Ved is the knowledge. Source of knowledge. And Ved says, Brahma Advitiyam. Brahma is Advitiya, non-dual. Brahma eva aham iti prabuddhamatya. When you come to know that Brahma eva aham, Brahma alone, Brahma eva, eva means alone, Brahma eva aham, I am that Brahma, then you are prabuddhamatya. You are a knowledgeable, you are a jnani, you are a realized master. Then, santakta vayasputa, how did you come to know this, that you are Brahman? Because I clearly renounced everything which is bahya. I am no more associated with anatma. Other than atma is anatma. I am no more associated with anatma. Brahma bhuya vasanti santat. And then after that he remains ever. Santat, ever, permanently. There is no coming down from that state to jiva again. Brahmi Bhuya, then he lives as a Brahman. Then Chidananda Atmana Eta Drudam. Chidananda Atmana Eta Drubam. Eta Drubam, this is certain, this is Drub, this is Pakka. That he always revels in that Chidatman, Ananda, always in bliss. So don't think once you get realized you will die. No. Don't get frightened to go into samadhi. When you transcend your mind, you may think, are kahan gaya? I am not able to grasp anything. Where is my mind? Oh, we have already transcended mind. Don't try to come back on the mind level. All efforts are there to transcend the mind. Next. Verse number 396.
जहि मलमय कोशे अहम धियोत्थापिताशाम
अहम धियोत्थापिताशाम
प्रसवमनिलकल्पे लिंगदेहेऽपि पश्चात् निगमगदितकीर्तिम् नित्यमानन्दमूर्तिम् स्वयमिति परिचीये ब्रह्मरूपेण तिष्ठ जहि मलमय कोशे अहम धियोत्थापिताशाम प्रसवमनिलकल्पे लिंगदेहेऽपि पश्चात् निगमगदितकीर्तिम् नित्यमानन्दमूर्तिम् स्वयमिति परिचीये ब्रह्मरूपेण तिष्ठ
जहि मलमय कोशे अहम दिया उत्थापित आसाम जही आसाम जही एनिलेट गिव अप व्हाट आसाम ऑल द होप्स उत्थापित रेज्ड बाय होम अहम दिया बाय द ईगो वेयर इन मलमय कोशे इन द फिल्दी सीट ऑफ मल फिल्दी सीट So annihilate the hopes raised by body, a bundle of filth. So what is the advice to the seeker here? So give up ahamdi, the sense of individuality in malamaya kosha. So, but this malamaya kosha was not mentioned earlier. We know only five kosha. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya kosha. This kosha we have not studied earlier. But earlier Bhagavan Shankaracharya said, Pindandam tajyatam mal bhandavat. Let gross body be abandoned like the vessel of filth. Malamaya kosha is nothing but annamaya kosha. Maya means is the prachurta. Prachurta. This gross body is full of filth. Full of filth. Therefore it is called malamaya kosha. So what is to be given up? Not the body, but the identification with the gross body is to be given up. Identification is to be given up. Because of identification comes other thought, tendencies and identifications, etc. Remove this identification with the gross body first. By identification with the gross body, I say, I am beautiful, I am young, I am old. Why? Body has become old, body is young, body is beautiful. It is because of identification we express this ways. So we have to give up the identification. Prasabham anil kalpe linga dehe api paschat. Paschat means thereafter also. Paschat means also. So first you give up identification with the gross body. Now he is saying prasabham with force. We have to put in effort for that, to disidentify it with the gross body. Now he said, Anil Kalpe Linga Dehe. Lingade means subtle body. So we have to disidentify from gross body and also from subtle body. Why? Anil kalpe, because the subtle body is like air light. Subtle body is compared with air here. So with force, do the same with the air like subtle body. Why it is air like? So what is the characteristic of air? Characteristic of the air is that there is a movement. There is a movement. Today it is 20 mile per hour wind. You can easily see all the trees are shaking. There is a movement there. Same way there is movement in the subtle body because of the thoughts. Continuously one after another thoughts are coming. That is movement of the subtle body. And also subtle body moves from one body to another body. That also is a movement. Therefore, Shankaracharya is comparing subtle body with air. What is the difference between gross body and subtle body? Gross body has got a weight. Subtle body has got no weight. Subtle body has got no weight. It is a thought only. Can you weigh a thought, a vritti? It is no weight. Therefore, it is like air-like. So disidentify with the gross body and subtle body. It is not easy to disidentify. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, prasabham, by force, you do it. But gross body, I understand, but from subtle body, it is very difficult, you know. I am an emotional person. Lakh cheshta karo, if somebody doesn't say Hari Om in the mission, I feel bad. So once a Mahatma met Madhusudan Saraswati and he said, Madhusudan ji, you have to do Shastrartha, you discuss Shastrartha and all that. In earlier time they used to have Shastrartha. There were many views about the Gita and Ved, and each person, each group will do the Shastrartha and they will say, no, your meaning, your argument is not correct, my argument is correct. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. So Mahatma said to Madhusudan Saraswati that, how do you feel when you are defeated? Madhusudan ji said, I feel sad. Subtle body. Very difficult. I feel sad. He said, then you are not disidentified with subtle body. If you are feeling sad, you are not disidentified. You are identified. Therefore, you are feeling sad. So Madhusudan ji told him, okay, what is the sadhana? What should I do? So he gave him naam jap. Gave him some mantra that you do this naam jap. If you do this naam jap, you will be successful. And ultimately, Madhusudan ji, he got realized and enlightened. But some traces of identification will remain because we have to still live in this world. Still live in this world. Earlier, or even the Raman Maharshi Upadeshar also, we have seen there is no mind. If there is no mind, then how can there can be identification there also? Okay, so paschat does not mean that, okay, first 5-year plan, I have got to disidentify with gross body. Shankaracharya, I have understood. You have given a big task. I have to disidentify with the gross body. I will take 5 years' time. And then after that, gross body disidentification happens, then I will take up. No. We have to take up both at a time. So paschat also means also. Then nigam gatita kirtam nityam ananda murtim swayam iti parichiya brahma rupena tishta. Okay, parichiya. Parichiya means realizing. Realizing what? Ananda Murtim. Realizing that I am Ananda Murtim. This is our new name, Ananda Murtim. Okay. So Ananda Murtim. Yada kada Ananda? No, Nityam Ananda Murtim. Eternal. Always we are Anandamurti. Okay, Bhagwan, if you are saying okay. Nigam Gadita Kirtan, and it is glorified in the Shastra. Nigam, Shastra, Veda, they glorify Kirti, they glorify it. What? Who is that? Swayamiti, I am that. That self, that Nitya Anandamurti, I am. It's not somebody else. Okay. And after that, Brahma Rupena Tishta. After that, you stay as a Brahman. Live as a Brahman after that. So realizing Brahman, the personification of eternal bliss, which scriptures eulogize as your own self, live as Brahman. Now introduce yourself. If somebody asks you, who are you? You don't have to tell your name. Anandamurti. Aur kuch batao, Nitya Anandamurti. Achha, you see, earlier we have disidentified with the gross body. We have disidentified with the subtle body. What about the causal body? What is this causal body? Anandamaya kosh. You remember? What is? Anandamaya kosh is gross body. Then pran, mano, and vijnan is called subtle body. And causal body is anandamaya kosh. What is this anandamaya kosh? In anandamaya kosh, we experience ananda, which has got degrees, priya, mod, and pramod. I have transcended that also. I have become Nityanandamurti. That means I have transcended gross body, I transcended subtle body, and I transcended causal body also. So all three bodies transcended. Now I become Nityanandamurti. Normally it is a practice whenever there is a Jnana Yaga, the speaker is introduced. So the person who was introducing, he said, the speaker knows himself. Speaker knows he is Nityanandamurti, he knows. But then from the audience people say, well, he knows that he is Anandamurti. We don't know. You have to introduce the speaker. Speaker ko batao bhai, kaun hai ye? Ramdas Swami said, after a long period of time, anadikal, I have come to know myself. Who am I? So Vedanta is introducing ourselves and teacher is an instrument only. Shastra and teacher is only an instrument to tell us who really we are. We are Nityanandamurti. So realize this Brahman and remain as Brahman. Don't think after negating gross body, subtle body and causal body or panchakosh, nothing remains. Don't think there is nothing after that. Gurudev says, leave the idea of I am in this body, which is a bundle of fickle matter, so beautifully and enchantingly packed. Leave the vulgar sensuous desire arising from this bundle of filth. Then go beyond the air-like subtle body. The mind and intellect are said to be air-like because the thoughts are ever flying all over. Transcend the mind and intellect. Realize that your nature is that of eternal bliss, which has been glorified in the scriptures. Understand that you are nothing but Brahman. Come to the study of Vedanta, determined to experience that you are that. Thus remain and revel in the world of Brahman. Thereafter, let the body act and fulfill its own destiny scheme, Prarabdha. After realization, Prarabdha will come. Let it be. Then you come to know that I am not body. Next verse, 397.
Shavakaram yavada.
Savakaram yavat
bhajati manujastavad shuchihi
bhajati manujastavad shuchihi parebhyasyat klesah
janana marana vyadhi nilayah
janana marana vyadhi nilayah
यदात्मानं शुद्धं कलयति शिवाकारमचलं तदा तेभ्यो मुक्तः भवति हि तदाह श्रुतिरपि शवाकारं यावत् भजति मनुजस्तावदशुचिः परेभ्यस्यात् क्लेशः जननमरणव्याधिनिलयः यदात्मानं शुद्धं कलयति शिवाकारमचलं तदा तेभ्यो मुक्तः भवति हि तदाह श्रुतिरपि.
So there are two types of persons in this world. Two types of persons. Number one who worships Sava. Sava means a dead body. One person dies. Unka body kaha hai? Aisa hum log bolte na. This is Sava. Dead body, Sava. So there are people who worship Sava and other people are worshipping Shiva. See the beautiful words. Eh? Sava and Shiva. Shiva is auspicious. Sav is impure body. Then he says, Yavat as long as Manuja. Manuja means man. Bhajati worships what? Savakaram. Corpse like this body. Savakaram. Tavat. So long. Asuchi. He is impure. So long we are worship this corpse like body. We are impure. It's impure. Why? The body is full of filth only. So if we identify with the filth, what will happen? I will also become impure. So gross body is a dead body. While living also it is dead. It is borrowed sentiency from that Chetan. Because of this borrowed thing, Chetan, sentiency, this body looks like alive. And what we do, we all worship this Sava. So how we worship this body? Shankaracharya is saying we all are worshipping this body. How? Pampering, powdering, shampooing. Yeah? Oh body, you take this, you eat this, you like this. Pampering. And we do the Sorso Upachar Puja also. Sorso Upachar Puja. Padyam, Argyam, Achmaniyam, Samar Snaniyam, Gandalepanam. You put scent also, Gandalepanam. Then after that, you do the Rajopchar Chhatram, then Chamaram Phan. Now you are all sitting in the heated area. No? Phan. Then after that, Gitam. You need Gitam. You have got TV, music system. Gitam. Then after that, Nrityam. You like dance also. Sometimes you see dance program also, Nrityam. After Nrityam, what comes? Aswana, Royami, Gajan. You have got car. Aswan and Gajan. And Aswan is also, horsepower is written on your car. How many horsepower is there? Aswan, Gajan, Royami. The same thing we are doing. Okay. So long we are worshipping this Malamaya Kosh, we will be impure because we are identified. We also become impure. Then, Parebhya Syat Klesha. And this body, what is happening from others, there is suffering. Parebhya, others are giving suffering to me. And not only others. Janana Marana Vyadhi Nilaya. It itself gives what? Janana Marana Vyadhi. Birth, death and disease. This body gives me. So all the time we get dukkha and dukkha only either from outside, Parebhya, others are giving me, or this body is giving me. Janana Marana and dukkha. In Corona time, we understand this very poor. Corona is giving us dukkha. Okay. How? You see, Mahatma, they explain so beautifully. A child has a long hair, he goes to school, and now the children, they pull hair. Oh, iska itna lamba baal hai. They pull it. And the child comes home and tells parents that this is happening. Others don't have this long hair. So I have got the... The parents, what they did? They saved the head. Runda munda kar diya usko. Became a sannyasi. Next day, the children started playing tabla on the head. Parebhya klesh. When the hair was there, they were pulling it. When the hairs were not there, playing tabla on the head. Parebhya klesh. So long the body is there, crying, disease, weeping, and all will continue. This is a vyadhi nilaya. It's an abode where you will find only sorrow and sorrow, sorrow and sorrow. It's not like a shrine, Bhagwan ka temple, where you will find peace. It's not peace. Always it is giving you sorrow and sorrow. Yada atmanam suddham kalayati Shiva. Kalati Sivakaram achalam. Sivakaram achalam. Yada when kalayati, you think. When you think atmanam, that atman, how is that atman? Suddham. It is not malamai. It is different from your gross body. Pure atman. Then what happens? Sivakaram, auspicious, achalam, immovable. But when he thinks he himself as the pure, auspicious and immovable, now his attention has shifted from sava, from gross body to atman. What is atman? Shiva. From sava to shiva. The moment you change your attention to shiva, tada tebhya mukta bhavati, tada then tebhya. Then you become mukta, you have become free. Okay. He certainly tata asruti api, and that is testified by the Shruti. The Shruti testifies that. So certainly he becomes free from them. Free from them is from the gross body or from the all impurity. The Shruti also testifies it. So Savakar Bhakta revels in matter. When he shifts his attention to Sivakar Bhakta, worship spirits, he becomes mukta. So now you all decide whether you are a Savakar Bhakta or Sivakar Bhakta. Savakar Bhakta is Asuchi, Sivakar Bhakta is mukta. Gurudev explains, as long as man identifies with his physical body, composed entirely of matter, and so lifeless in itself, savakar, he is impure. If we are identified with the gross body, which is malamaya kosh, we are all pure. No, we are impure. Even after taking a bath and applying powder and perfume to the body, it remains impure. As long as you identify with it by doing its puja, washing it, powdering it, dressing it, you too are impure. A scavenger you are, as long as you carry this filth, polish this body bucket. What is this bucket? This does not mean that one should not keep the body clean. Regular cleanliness is a must. But let not its beautification be your sole preoccupation. Do not ever equate yourself with this contemptible dross producer of foul matter. Naturally, therefore, when you identified with it, you will suffer a thousand classes from other and you suffer from yourself too. If we identify, objectively you suffer because of the clashes with other object, and subjectively you suffer from the sequence of the sorrows produced by birth, growth, disease, decay and death. These five pain-ridden stages of unavoidable modification must come to every physical body. These five things will be always there with every physical body. You will be rid of these sorrows only when you realize the truth. When the truth is realized, you become immovable substratum, that stage behind all movable, changeable and variable substances. You become the embodiment of auspiciousness, Sivakar. Then alone are you liberated from all suffering. This is the unanimous declaration of Upanishad. Tarati Sokam Atvit. One who has come to know the Atman crosses over all sorrows. That we have seen many times in our BMI chart. Om is Atman. When I reach that Atman, other than Om, everything is Anatma. This whole Anatma starting from Vasna, BMI, PFT and OET, that gives me sorrow. So when I disidentified with Anatma, which gives me sorrow, and identified with the Om, the Atman, then I get bliss. Then there is no more shok. Anandam Brahmano Vidvana Viveti Kutaschana. One who has experienced that Brahman as bliss itself knows no fear. Ab dar nahi hai, no fear. Why no fear? Because in that state there is no question of janma, maran, decay, suffering. Whatever five things are applicable to the gross body is not there. Therefore, he is always free of all these things, all changes. Now, Shankaracharya is taking up a topic and the heading is No Diversity in Reality. There is no diversity in reality. There is no duality, there is no plurality, only Brahman and Brahman alone is there. In that truth, in that reality, nothing else is there. And that reality is one only. Nothing else exists. So theme of these verses starting from 398 to 406, the theme of these verses is like that of Saddarshan of Maharshi Raman. In Saddarshan, Raman Maharshi does not accept anything other than Sat. Whatever duality, plurality is seen, that is illusion only. It is illusion. It has no real existence. Time, space, effort, faith, ego. Take up anything, Raman Maharshi says. Bring it back attention to oneself. Bring it back to your own self. So vidhi, fate, prayatna, self-effort, what is the locus of that discussion? Vidhi. We say, this is in my fate. So I will put in my self-effort. What is all this thing? Then he says, whose fate? Who is putting effort? All are false, impermanent. Space, time start from us. Time and space can't stay without us. So without paramartha knowledge, without the knowledge of the self, other knowledge are of no value. Those who are retired or about to retire, or those who have become come in the third ashram, in the Banprastha ashram, they all know very well that the value of their knowledge, which they thought once upon a time was very valuable. Now their knowledge is outdated. IT industry knows it very well. If you have passed your computer, once upon a time it was very demanding line. And if you don't update, you are gone. Knowledge is changing. But the knowledge of self never changes. Never changes. So in samadhi we come to know about it, that we alone are that. So in these verses, Shankaracharya is negating, rejecting all dualities. Truth is one. Duality is seen or perceived, but truth is one. In ajnan, there is duality. On knowledge, realization, there is only one truth. Vedanta also says, reality is there in the state of ignorance also. I don't know, I have Sachidananda. That doesn't mean that Atman is not with me. It is still with me. It is sublime thought. Raman is not accepting anything. Raman Maharshi doesn't accept anything. Next verse.
Swatmanyaropitashesha
Abhasavastu nirasatah
Swayameva param brahma Purnamadvayam akriyam Swatmanyaropitashesha Abhasavastu nirasatah Swayameva param brahma Purnamadvayam akriyam.
Okay, Shankaracharya, I understood your last argument, Savakar Bhakta and Sivakar Bhakta. I want to become Sivakar Bhakta. And I'm certain that none of you also want to become Savakar Bhakta. We all want to become Sivakar Bhakta. Please tell me, how can I acquire that pure auspiciousness? Shankaracharya says, okay, I will tell you. Swatmani aropita asesa abhasa vastu nirasata by removal of the apparently existent things. Abhas, which is not there. Uska keval abhas hai. It is just an appearance. Okay, that is to be removed. How much, Bhagwan? Shankaracharya? Asesa, fully. Not 99.9%. Asis. All is to be removed. And what is that? It is aropit. It is superimposition only. Superimposed on what? Swayatmani. On your own self. So when all the apparent existences superimposed on the self are removed. Many times I've told you, there are only two things. One is the Brahman, and there is a superimposition. We have to negate the superimposition to reach Brahman. That's all. This is equation. Two things. Brahman, superimposition, negate superimposition, you reach Brahman. Is there any difficulty in understanding? So simple equation. No difficulty at all. Nirasata, but removing. How? Ito bata. Very easy. You showed me on your left palm it is Brahman and the right palm is your superimposition. Remove the right palm. But how? Remove by Shruti, Yukti and Anubhuti method. Remove by Shruti, scriptures, Yukti, logic, Anubhuti, experience it in your samadhi. Shruti, Yukti, Anubhuti. Abhas Vastu, illusion, all anatma vastu are impure only. Impure. Asesa, completely. So by removing illusory superimposition, what remains is Purna Brahma. Swatmani aropita, whole world is superimposed on Purna Brahma. If we want to see the experience of Purna Brahma, then remove superimposition, that's all. Itnahi kaam karna hai. Is it difficult? And it is not to be physically removed. It is only mentally you have to falsify it. Only falsify, namru falsify it. And identification with all anatma vastu is to be removed. Then what will remain? Some may think that when the world is removed, nothing will remain. That is not true. Brahman alone without duality will remain. So in Saddarshan, Raman Maharshi discuss Jeev, Jagat and Paramatma. If you analyze and go deep, you will find they are superimposed. All Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar is all superimposed on Brahman. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Ishwar, no Jagat and no Jeev. Only Brahman alone is there. But we have all drunk Maya Madira. Therefore, we are seeing Jagat. We consider ourselves Jeev. So long we are Jeev, Ishwar will be there.
Ishwar will be there.
Because jeev has got the freedom of action, but the fruit of action is not in my hand. So who is giving me fruit of action? Ishwar is giving me. So long jeevatva is there, Ishwar will remain. The moment jeevatva ends, Ishwar is gone. And in one state, there are many states of realization, one state, Turyaga state, there is no world. I don't see any world also. So even ego is also a superimposition. Ego is not real. It is I with attributes. When Atma and Atma get identified, then the ego is born. If we inquire in ego, ego will run away. In Upadesar we have seen many times. Remember Mani Mama. The story of Mani Mama. Do you remember Mani Mama? Mama is a very important person in marriages. On the both sides, in the girl side and the boy side also. So one cheater came as a Mama. Both the party were in the same hotel. So Mama when goes to the girls' party, says he is the Mama of boy. What arrangement we have all done. And when the same person goes to the boy's side, he said, what you are giving to the girl? And both parties respect this Mama because Mama has got an important role. So after the marriage, both parties were thinking, ek bar shaadi ho jane to phir dekhte hain isko Mama ko. So after the marriage was over, then they ask, where is this Mama? And then Mama bhagalwa, Mama bhagya. Mama is no more. Same with this mind is like that. It becomes subject and object both. This mind has become both subject and object. Therefore it is false. Swayam eva. Swayam eva param brahma purnam advayam akriyam. So when the superimposition is removed, what remains? Shankarajaji says, swayam eva param brahma. Oneself alone, I am Brahman. When I transcend my body, mind, intellect, equipment, what remains? That Brahman. Who is that Brahman? I am that Brahman. Param Brahma, that is Supreme Brahma. Purnam, I am infinite. Advayam, non-dual. Akriyam, beyond all activities. So this ego is also superficial. It is because of the Atma and Atma. When they come together, the ego rises. So, unembodied Atma is immortal, giver of life breath for all. Brahman only is effulgent. How to remove? Meditate and think. Meditate. First you listen, shravan. Then after that you make your understanding doubt-free, manan. And after that you sit in meditation. See it. Transcend your body, mind, intellect. You will find that. That self is with all of us. Neither the scripture is going to give you yourself. Lelo, apna atma lelo, yelo. It's not like that. Nor the teacher is going to give you. Apna atma lelo. You lost your atma. No, atma is already with us. They will only tell you how to reach there. How to do vivek of atma and anatma. Drishta, drishya. And reach there. So in beginning, samadhi is to be practiced with effort. After realization and abidance in the truth, the perceived world, though cognized earlier, will become like a horn of rabbit, no more there at all. In Yoga Vasishtha, there are 7 bhumikas of realization. Slowly. First step is that is thought comes in your mind that who am I? That is the starting point. And Turyaga is the last state of mind. In that state you don't see world. You don't see at all world. Turyaga. So Gurudev says, when all the delusory projections, the BMI, PFT, OAT have been negated, what remains is the self. When these have been transcended, the realization is, I am the Supreme Brahman. This realization is the awakening to the higher plane of consciousness, the Atman. Okay. It's not very easy to understand that everything is superimposition. Even aham, my ego, is also superimposition. Shankaracharya says in verse number 399.
Samahitayam sati citta vritto.
Samahitayam sati citta vritto.
Paratmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Paratmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Na drishyate kaschidayam vikalpah.
Na drishyate kaschidayam vikalpah.
Prajalpa matra parishishyate yatah.
Prajalpa matra parishishyate yatah.
Samahitayam sati citta vritto. Paratmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Na drishyate kaschidayam vikalpah prajalpa matra parishishyate yatah.
Samahitayam sati citta vrittau. Citta vrittau, citta mind, vrittau thoughts. When the functions of the mind have been quietened, how? Samahitayam. Where these thoughts of the mind is to be dissolved? Paratmani, in Paramatma. How is that Paramatma? Is the Brahmani nirvikalpe? Is the Brahman absolute? So when the functions of mind, the thoughts have been merged in Paramatma, the Brahman, the absolute. So there is no more chitta vritti, no thoughts. It's not the deep sleep state where there is no thoughts. In Jagrita Avastha there is no thoughts. Chitta vritto. And that is all is absorbed in Paramatma. So with agitated mind, impure mind or negative mind, we cannot enter into samadhi. When the mind is agitated, impure, not quiet, you cannot sit for that meditation. We cannot get that absorption. And the knowledge will happen when the mind is quiet, all the vrittis are over. Then you will realize that Paramatma is nirvikal. This knowledge will happen. This knowledge will certainly happen. There is no duality in it. It is homogeneous. In Sadhana Panchakam, it is said, Partare Chet Samadhiyatam. When you realize that, after that you stay there. Partare Chet Samadhiyatam. It is the last instruction of Shankaracharya in Sadhana Panchakam. In the 40 steps, the last step is Partare Chet Samadhiyatam. Na drishyate kaschidayam vikalpa prajalpa matra. Na drishyate is not perceived. What? Kaschid ayam vikalpa. Kaschid any of this vikalpa plurality, prajalpa matra, a mere talk, parishishyate yata, remains to be when. So then this phenomenal world is not perceived, then all become a talk. Hai ne? Hai ne? There is nothing there. In Parabrahma, the reality when it is known, then there is no vikalpa seen or experienced in it. They are all names, say, parijalpa matra. In samadhi, you come to know your own true nature. In samadhi, there is no world. But when he comes out of samadhi, his vision, attitude toward the world is changed. Once you come out from the samadhi, then you understand, I could negate the whole world. I could negate my body. I could negate my mind. I could negate my intellect. Everything I could negate. And I reach there. So the whole thing is only anatma. It is mithya. It can be negated. But you cannot negate Satchidanand. Therefore that is Satchidanand is Sat, which can never be negated in three periods of time. But body, mind, intellect can be negated. Can be negated. Therefore it is not Sat. It is Asat. For ignorant Jagat is Satya. He takes Jagat as it is, but the Jnani, it is not real. Jnani also stays in this world, but he does not give that much of importance. A Jnani gives a lot of importance to Jagat, but Jnani knows the nature of the Jagat. He will not give much importance to it. It is an illusion. His attention is on the substratum. What is the substratum? Satchidananda, Brahman is the substratum. His attention is there. He is seeing Jagat, but for him, Vacharamban, Vikaro Namadhyam, Mrittika Satyam, in all gold ornaments, a goldsmith sees gold only. But the Jnani sees Nam Roop. Similarly, Jnani sees lot of Nam Roop, everything is there, but in each Nam Roop, we all know, in Drishya Vivek we have studied, in each and everything, whether it is inert or sentient, there is five things, Asti, Bhati, Priya, Nam Roop. A Jnani sees Nam Roop, but he is not able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya, which is Satchidananda. Jnani sees Satchidananda and falsify Nam Roop. Only this much is different. Vision change. Outer change, you won't find anything. There is no outer change of a Jnani. He also has got two eyes, two hands, and everything. So Prajalp, it is mere a talk. People narrate dream after coming out of the dream. They narrate and they put some mirch masala also. You know, I went to the moon and there I was Muni. Then I came down to this earth, I became Rishi. And when I came out from this dream, I became Ajnani, you see. Dream. After coming out from the dream, I am Ajnani again, back. All dream. These are all mere talk. Just like a blabbering of a young child. They want to speak something and they blabber. Total meaning is zero. Nothing is there. So Jnani never sees the Jagat as real. He sees only reality. So we'll try to see one more verse so that we complete our fourth century today, you know. Verse number 400.
Asatkalpo vikalpoyam Vishwamitteka vastuni
Vishwamitteka vastuni
Nirvikare nirakare
Nirvikare nirakare
Nirvishese bhidakutah Nirvishese bhidakutah Asatkalpo vikalpoyam Vishwamitteka vastuni Nirvikare nirakare Nirvishese bhidakutah
Let us discuss the second line first. Nirvikare, nirakare, nirvisese, vidakuta, nirvikare. Nirvikare, changeless. What is that changeless? Whole world is changeless. Only two, three people are saying no. World is not changeless. Nirvikare in the changeless, nirakare, formless. Nirvisese, absolute, vidakuta, where is the diversity in that changeless, formless, absolute? There is no diversity in that Atman or Brahman. This last line is repeated in two, three verses. That reality is devoid of form, nirakar, any modification. It is absolute. Nirvisese, it is one without second. It is not that reality and Jagat, both are there. If I say both are there, then I cannot say that Atma Tattva or Brahman is infinite. Then my Brahman becomes finite. If Brahman becomes finite, what happens? It is seen, yad drishyate, tad vikari, tad mithya, tad asat. So Brahman will become asat. So gadbad ho jayega. So there is no question of diversity, or there is no scope of diversity. Asat kalpa vikalpa ayam viswam iti ek vastuni in that reality. Ek vastuni vikalpa concept. What concept? Ayam viswam iti, this and that universe. Asat kalpa is a mere fancy. So in the one reality, the conception of universe is a mere fancy. This universe is a projection on the reality. Whatever is perceived as jagat is a superimposition. We are trying to reach Brahman. So we have to negate all the superimposition. Jagat is a superimposition on that reality. So idea's concept is that this jagat is unreal. Then what is reality? Nirvikar, nirakar, nirvises, and where is the diversity in it? There is no diversity in Atman or Brahman. Asat kalpa. Kalpa means to show that it is a little less than complete. Asat kalpa. The world is not absolutely non-existent, like sky flower. It appears, but it is not real. Many times I have told you how to prove this world is asat. The method for saying that world is asat in Vedanta is this way. Since the world is negated in deep sleep, isliye this is asat. World is there. Since it is negated in deep sleep, since it is negated, can be negated in our samadhi, therefore it is not sat. Sat is that which remains in three periods of time. That which can be negated can never be sat. We will call it asat. Therefore, this world is asat because we negate it. So Gurudev writes here, Anubhava, Yukti, Drishtant and Shruti are four methods of teaching Vedanta. Through all the four methods, Acharya Shankara is indicating to us that duality does not exist at all. Then there's a footnote, it is said, Sakal Vedan Tatparya Visham Anubhava Yukti Drishtant Shruti Bhi Dvaitasya Atyanta Sattvam Upadishat Upadasati Acharya. Through the direct experience Anubhav, logical reasoning Yukti, example Drishtant, and the scriptural statement Shruti, Acharya Shankar points here the utter falsity of duality, the essential conclusion of Vedanta. So the endless varieties of fancied names and forms and their mutual quarrels are all non-existent. Non-existent means asat. How you will prove asat? I have already told you. I have many times said how you will prove the world is asat. That one reality is without change, nirvikar, without form, nirakar, and absolute nirvises. In such a divine entity, how can there be diversity? Since there cannot be any plurality, this entire phenomenal world is non-existent, asat, at best an illusion of the mind in turmoil. So with the grace of Lord and Gurudev, we could complete today 4th century with your all cooperation. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.